The easiest way to improve the quality of the feed to the compressor is to make sure that the evaporator completely vaporizes the working fluid. It's even okay if the compressor feed is slightly superheated. Now, this will let you buy a reasonably priced compressor and reduce the maintenance costs as well. It turns out that the turbine in a vapor compression refrigeration system is usually not very practical. Because the feed is a liquid and the effluent is a fairly low quality vapor liquid mixture, the average specific volume of the working fluid in the turbine is very small. Now, recall from Chapter 8 that the rate at which work is produced in the turbine per unit mass of flowing fluid is the negative of the integral of V hat dP. Now, it's safe to conclude that the turbine will produce very little work because V hat is so small. The turbine will also require a design that will handle a vapor-liquid mixture. The small amount of power obtained from such a turbine does not justify its cost. Consequently, it's very common to replace the turbine with a simple expansion or throttling valve. The fact that we lose the work produced by the turbine is offset by the fact that the cost and maintenance of such a throttling valve is very low. Now, remember from Chapter 5 that an ideal throttling valve is isenthalpic. Notice also that the condenser and evaporator operate isobarically. Because of the phase change, they also operate isothermally. Now, let's put this cycle together and see what it looks like on a TS diagram.